And now, introducing Bob Johnson, a bicentennial pioneer, Philadelphia, USA. Not for him to see 22 countries in 14 days, $1,000 all-inclusive type of holiday. No, he wants to get the feel of Europe by himself. So with one wife, two children, four thermos flasks, six suitcases, eight cartons of Lucky Strikes, 10 boxes of double bubble chewing gum, 12 family-sized packs of super soft toilet rolls, 14 bottles of assorted vitamins, and a one-ear teddy bear, he arrives at Schiphol Airport, Amsterdam, on a rainy Tuesday morning in July, on a two-hour late all-inclusive jet lag plus hangover charter flight. Exhausted yet eager to begin his first European adventure. Finally, through customs without losing anything or anyone, the Johnson family make their way to the Hertz counter, where accompanied by many highs, have a nice days and goodbyes. They're taken and bundled into a gleaming Peugeot 604 automatic, along with maps of absolutely everywhere and a free copy of Europe on $200 a day. Because their final destination is a little resort on the Spanish Gold Coast that costs a lot of money. Where they are to join up with friends from back home in 3 days' time. Bob Johnson has pre-booked adjoining rooms at Le Chapeau Rouge Hotel in Avalon. Avalon between Paris and Lyon. Avalon, their target for day one of their vacation. But the plane was 2 hours late, so now the schedule is changed from loose to tight. He knows that if he doesn't make it to the hotel before 8 p.m., the rooms will be auctioned off to the highest bidder. So sweating, tired but determined, he slams the gears into reverse, and bang. 1 hour later, after many apologies, the race is on. And they're out of Amsterdam, heading south in a fantastic burst of energy, and shoo, there goes Belgium. And they're across the French border, moving faster than a speeding bullet. After seeing the outskirts of Paris 3 times and being stopped by the same cop 2 times, they are finally on their way to Avalon, and tension is mounting. It's 5 p.m. Bob and his wife have finally run out of threats and promises. Empty Coke cans are rattling around on the floor and in Bob's head. Pieces of comic books are flying like confetti everywhere, and the windows are covered with double bubbles that didn't make it. But Bob's not a quitter. Gritting his teeth, he stamps his foot down through the floor. And at 10 to 8, he's in Avalon. At 5 to 8, he's in the center. At 2 to 8, he sees a sign for the Chapeau Rouge Hotel. God, this is exciting. Will he make it, folks? Go, Bob, go. No, that's the wrong way. Yes, he's found it. He's swerving up the driveway, spraying gravel everywhere. Oh, no, the car's out of control. Will he be all right? What a climax, ladies and gentlemen. What a climax. Yes, he is all right. He's climbing out of the car. He is on his feet, up the hotel steps, limping towards the desk. And with a final superhuman effort, he manages to hit the bell. Now, wait for it. 1 minute to eight. He made it, folks. What a guy. Give him a big hand. Bob Johnson, what a guy. And with heaving chest and a triumphant smile on his face, he comes to attention, salutes the desk clerk, and blurts out the one French line he has been secretly practicing for over the last 3 months.